he's been involved with, along with some other folks here in the local area, I'm sure, and so in some work with FEMA to help rebuild after the hurricane, and I forget which one it was, Harvey, but the hurricane
Irma through. And Maria, two of them back to back.
Wow. And you know, they just devastated some places that you've been working. And this is a, sometimes we often overlook, and Harvey and I were talking before we started talking here on the air, that sometimes we forget their U.S. territories where you're working. Tell us where you've been working and what you've been doing.
Well, right now I'm working in St. Croix. I was on St. Thomas for 3 months. Had contact with two other individuals from here that I know, Bruce Fees, which is my QA manager supervisor, and Kevin Grant, which is another local contractor. Kevin's working on St. Thomas and kind of his part over there, and I'm on St. Croix. And our company was hired by the Virgin Islands to oversee and make sure the correct projects were taken care of from the major contractors there. One of them was AECOM. And we've, at the moment, worked on a little over 6,000 houses. We go in there from the STEP program, which was a temporary program, temporary fix the roofs to stop them from leaking, and repair and put tarps on them, whatever it takes temporary, and then fix the bathrooms and the kitchens. So they have a place to cook food and bathe and sleep. And now we're back into a permanent roof program. Repairing roofs completely, sometimes it's taking them off 100% and putting them back on. And the good thing about it with the people there, it's absolutely free to them. They pay zero. All they have to do is apply for the program and qualify, and all they have to do is it be a residence, not a commercial property. We work, like right now we're working 7 days a week, anywhere from 10 to 12 hours a day, average about 11. And actually, it's hard to think, the other day I realized the only day I had off in the last 5 months was Christmas. But I talked to Kevin, he didn't even have that off, so he was in bad shape. But the team that we work for are great people, the company is great people, and right now we have the largest lumber company established there anywhere in that part of the world. We've had one Russian ship, one of the largest ones that was, that bring materials into us to get them there. But it's a great thing to be able to go down and help the people out. We've met a lot of good people there, and the linemen have really put 150% out trying to get electricity back. I think it's restored to all of the island now, but they're still going back and repairing. But there's several people down there. I think I would say there's 3,000 or 4,000 construction workers there on the roofs. We have several hundred crews that are out. So It's been interesting to see what's going on.
What did things look like when you got there?
Well, it's like a war zone, basically. I spent a little time in Afghanistan, so I kind of know, and ex-military too. So, yeah, a lot of people were having hard times finding places because it was so tore up. There was no place to go, and they run out of houses. People were living in tents and shacks and stuff, and it's been a pleasure to go in there and put these people back in their houses. And some people just can't stop thanking you enough for coming in and repairing their house for them.
What led you to do something like this, Harvey? Why go do this?
Well, the weather, the experience. Uh-huh. Of course, money involves there too, but we work hard for it. And I just always wanted to go there. And I thought, well, why not go? The company's going to send me. And you know, work with the great people. Like I said, Bruce and Kevin are two super guys. We're close friends, and we've enjoyed it, and it's just a job, I guess.
You mentioned the people, and obviously you get to know probably the people in a different light than somebody who would go there just to vacation. Tell us a little bit about your experiences with the people there.
Well, those people down there, they're... It's this different world from everything. Of course, it's hard to understand what they talk, and we talk different than they talk about us up there. But their culture is different down there. The way they live is a little different. Their building is a lot different down there. We had to learn a lot of way their construction was. But, you know, once after a couple of weeks, everybody picked up exactly what was going on, getting their codes right so we could go in there. But it's a lot of paperwork. It's a lot of stuff that you really have to watch close to get everything back right with these people.
Well, I think it's a neat opportunity to go do that and just to see what you've had a chance to see. You're not finished yet. You're going back, right?
Correct. I'm going back. When I go back, I should have about 50 more days left. But, you know, we've enjoyed it because during the day we get to travel. We're not locked into an area. We get to sightsee, you know, while we're doing it. We'll pick an area to go look at the houses, and we'll, while we're there, we'll check out the scenes.
Yeah, a little beach out there, too.
Oh, sure. They got plenty of those.
Plenty of beaches. And so I know it's been a rewarding experience for him.
It has. I've really enjoyed it. A lot of people wish it came. My daughter actually came down and spent the last 5 days with me. She wanted to come see where I'd been living for a year. So when we came back together.
What's the living conditions like for you? Where do you live while you're there doing something
well,
like this?
Well, when we got down there, for us, we've never had a problem. We've had good living quarters. Whittle Bryan has took care of us and put us in nice places. But we've transferred over. We actually have our own apartment, or like a condo. We've had to rent from homeowners that have timeshares. But when they come, we had to move and find places. But we've never been in a bad place ourselves.
Sure. And again, I got a text from somebody listening, Heather, said you're talking about St. Croix,
right?
Virgin Islands and that area. You might just tell us again some of the different places that you worked while you've been there.
Well, I worked on St. John's for one day. It's kind of, when you're on St. Thomas, you can go to St. John's by a ferry in about 20 minutes. Of course, when I went to St. Croix, I had to take a seaplane. So that was kind of an experience too. And it's about 18-minute flight. So if we have to transfer back and forth for an island, we go by seaplane to there. But I've worked on all of the islands.
Sure.
So we've done basically the same thing. St. John's was the least tore up. I think they said that the damage on St. Thomas was actually more extreme, but on St. Croix, they had more of it, so it was kind of different.
And Joe, obviously, you know, you've been there and doing what you're doing, and the need to oversee this, very important, because obviously just kind of an organ to help organize this. You're a builder here at home.
Right, correct.
And so your experience has really come in handy, hasn't it?
Well, and that's what they were looking for when they hired us. So I had known Bruce for a long time, and he knew that I had the qualification to do the job, and Kevin too. So that's when you go to a place like that and you're picked to do those type jobs, you want to put people under you that are good. You know, the thing about it is everybody has walked in there and walked right in just like they had done this all their lives, that part of the work. We just made a few changes in what we do, and that was it.
Using a lot of contractors from the States, or has it been mainly people from down there? What?
Well, there's quite a few from the States. The majority of them, we have some from Puerto Rico, and a lot of them are from Florida and Texas. You get the majority of them there.
Of course, you come back and it's going to get down to 16 degrees tomorrow night, Harvey. So a little bit of Kentucky weather for you before you go back.
Yes, I told somebody, I said, I'm glad I didn't come back 2 weeks ago.
You know the truth? We're
going from 80. The good thing about the weather down there, when I got there, it was kind of like their summer. It's like 80 in the morning goes to 95. And now it's kind of like their winter. It's 70 in the morning goes to 85. So when you come back here and it drops to about 50, you think you freeze to death.
That's the truth. Yeah, I did some time in Jamaica years ago, and same thing, you get down to 60 degrees, and here we are from Kentucky. We're like, man, this feels good. And they're like freezing, 3 blankets on the bed and everything else.
Hey, I checked the weather every morning when I heard it was like that on my phone. I knew what y'all were dealing with.
I bet you
would aggravate people on Facebook a little bit. I would send them I'd tell them, yeah, it's a little cool down here this morning. It was 70 when I got up. Send them a nice picture of the beach.
I like that. So, first, would you do this? Would you go back and do it again?
Yes, I believe I would. Eddie asked me the same thing. The company, I think, are looking for some things that are going on in Florida where we've had the major destruction in the Carolinas. So we'll see if it comes up.
Obviously, helping somebody put their lives back on track is more than just a home, isn't it?
Yes, that's rewarding there, to see those people and the gleam in their eyes when you show up and then when you fix their house because they can't afford it.
Yeah, it's a tremendous story. Harvey, appreciate you sharing with us. Thank
you
so much.
It. Thank you for inviting me.
Love to see some of your pictures. I'd have to look you up on Facebook.
I'm sure
you got some pictures.
You can do that.
Wonderful. Mr. Harvey McCraw, contractor. A lot of people know Harvey. Worked with him on houses over the years, and what a neat story. Thank you for sharing with us.
Appreciate it. Thank you for inviting me.